I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. As a certified tactical self-defense instructor, I'm specializing in women's self-defense. All women of all ages have the ability to learn how to defend themselves effectively. With technical drills to build their survival skills, you can be your own hero. Classes and private seminars are available. Learn today to have a safer tomorrow. WarriorDefenders.com.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello, I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited we have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Newton, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. www.insurewithellsworth.com 770-755-7053. We look forward to meeting you soon.
The views and opinions of this show and program are not the views and opinions of this station, its management, or its clientele.
It's now time for Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to one another and resources. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Hi, this is Margie Conway from Creative Hearts Studios, and we're the Connecting Hearts Network broadcast. We are gearing back up after a lazy summer to get some things on air and get some more stuff going in the studios, so we want to encourage you to check out our Facebook page and stuff for our calendars that's coming up. I didn't put the dates in front of me, but I'll look them up before the end. It's the third Friday of the month, and the last Tuesday of this month, we are going to have open houses for our Her Journey program and other things that we're doing, so you can come in, meet some of our people, check us out, have some snacks, and see if one of our programs is good for you. So the Tuesday will be at 7 o'clock, and the third Friday will be at 10 o'clock. That way we've got you going day and night, whichever fits you best. But today I'm really excited for our guest. She holds a very important part in my life and in my story. I probably mentioned her without her name more than once on here. This is Lori Jones, and she's from Christian Families Today. Hi, Lori. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to spend this time together and chat.
Yes, I'm very excited we have Lori here today. She has a new program starting. It was not new. It started in the spring at Christian Families Today. But I want you to get to know Lori a little bit. I've been around her for several years. She attended our church, and we worked together in children's ministries. Mm-hmm. And then her family, her in-laws, come to our church, so we see her precious family often. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your background and where you are today.
Alrighty. Well, I have been married to my wonderful husband, Chris, for September will make 11 years, mm-hmm. and we have three sweet girls, and we have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Yeah. And so we have a blast in life, and we go to a church locally here, and we get the honor of being involved with their kids program, and my husband helps with the students, and so we have a blast with that. And yes, I do. I work at Christian Families Today, and just an honor to get to serve with them. They are truly family. And so I worked with them. I interned with them in high school, and then came back and worked with them some when I was in the summer semester off for college. And then as soon as I graduated college, got to start out there, and worked there until we had our oldest, and then took a break, and then came back. Last fall, I was asked if I could come back, and just, we had a wait list, and kind of just get to do that. And I just felt the Lord leading me to come back and live on some kiddos. And after that, I said, I'll got you until December. That's where I feel God leading. And then after December, I'll pray and see where God has me. Right. And when I walked out of the office for the last time in December, you know, I laid hands and prayed over it. And just pray that God would either, if he was calling me in some way, to do something else there, whether it's counseling or something else, he would lay it on my heart or bring somebody else. And I was driving home, and the Lord just gave me this vision of kind of what we're starting now. We started in the spring, but just kind of keeping it going, and just for a workshop. And then as the workshop kind of got to the end, we looked at camps, and now we're doing another workshop. So I have a degree in psychology with a minor in biblical studies, and just as you have been through the training courses that they have at CFT, I've been through those as well. And I'm honored to be there and just get to serve the Lord. And
we're going to talk about CFT a little bit. You know,
awesome.
I didn't clear this through Bo or anybody that might be listening, but that's okay, because everything I've got to say about them is really good. Mm-hmm. One night in May of 2017, I have told you guys I had gotten to a point that I just didn't want to go on anymore. And I put on Facebook, I need a Christian counselor, mm-hmm. because I had been to a secular one 20 years ago. They were no help. Mm-hmm. And Lori popped up and said, go to Christian Families Today. Mm-hmm. So I showed up at Christian Families Today very broken, mm-hmm. at that point. Mm-hmm. And through their counseling, you know, is where I got the healing that I got. And then the ADT classes. Whoops, hitting the microphone. The ADT classes that they had, I took them. And they had them 1 through 5 different levels. And I've taken all the way through 5. I still have some videos to watch. But I'd probably take them through 10 if they would go up that far.
Okay. So,
tell our listeners a little bit about what ADT is.
So ADT stands for Advanced Discipleship Training, and it's like you said, there's 5 mm-hmm. different courses. And so you start at the first one. We don't jump around. You start at the first one, and after you finish the first one, you can decide, do you want to continue on to the second one after the second one. So if you're ever interested in this, you don't have to commit to an entire 5-course thing. You just start off with the first one. And the first one is looking at, who does God say that we are?
Right.
And it's looking at, what is our concept of God? Who does he say we are? How did sin enter the world? How did that take part? And how did that have a play just in things? And just when Jesus died on the cross, what does it mean when the Bible says we've been crucified with him?
Right.
And so just looking at all that, and through that, it is just, the Word of God is so healing, and there's freedom in it. And it just breaks down. When we went through Romans, when I first took it when I was in, I want to say 11th grade. And, when I first took it, I grew up in ministry. My dad's a pastor. And, so I was in church 9 months before I was born, thing. And so, but the way they broke it down, I'm like, this makes so much more sense. Just like the verse by verse. And I'm like, Dad, you did a great job, teaching me and breaking it down. But just at that point, it was the season that God had just reveal just the truth of who he is, who he really is, not some of the misconceptions I had, and to really break down the walls that I created. and just to receive just the truth of who He is and who He says we are. And there is such freedom in that. And then some of the other courses in that kind of look at, like, how can we go and share this with others,
right?
Whether it's in a counseling way or a coaching way, or just, you know, in everyday relationships, like you do with your ministry. And just the way
I use a lot of what I got from ADT, and I've actually had a couple of ladies go through the Living in Jesus book with me now.
Yes.
It was kind of difficult to get the first one signed up, and I waited because I'm all fully understand now it's not about the numbers and who I bring in, it's about who God brings
That's
in.
Right. Yeah.
And I had a friend who was, nope, I don't want to be that honest with myself at this mm-hmm. point. So it took a little while before people got into it, but I have led a few through the book, and it was such a privilege to be able to do that because, like you said, it breaks it down.
Yes.
I was saved at a young age, and I went to a Christian school that was very fundamental. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I attend a very fundamental church here in town, and I knew these things. I taught these things.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was ready to be healed, it broke everything down for me, and it reinforced what I knew, but it also carried me to much deeper level than I had been.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. And just to plug in, if you're kind of like, what is this Living in Jesus thing that
right.
we're talking about? They also have a podcast.
They do,
on
absolutely.
Spotify. So just a little
yeah.
plug there. On Spotify, if you're on there, you can check them out, Living in Jesus. And just, they look at our book that we have created.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go to our website and go from there and be able to see how you can get a copy of that. But then you can look on our Spotify channel
right.
and be able to listen to some of those, and they just break things down. And Ross and his team, they do such a great job doing
that. We'll post those links when we post it, because that is, and I keep, every time I see it, I keep thinking I need to share it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't always share it. But the podcast is fantastic.
Yes.
The classes themselves are
yes.
awesome. If you need a counselor, they have top-notch counselors
yes.
over there. And like I said, it was very instrumental and healing for me.
Mine too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, one of the things that I find with the women that I work with, the ones that are saved, like I was saved at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all these things. But for some reason, with the walls I had built up and the things that was going on, somehow I feel like I need to back up on there. I think I had a strong foundation in childhood of Christ because I was sent to that Christian school, not for a Christian education, but a good education.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the Christian education.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't had that fundamental basis there for me through all these things I went through, I don't know where I would be at this point. And that's one of the main things. I keep looking at the wrong flyer, so I don't want to say that yet. That's one of the main things I love about your class, because mm-hmm. here I get, after teaching Bible for many years,
mm-hmm.
Identity. You know, when we talk about God as our Father, if you've had a bad relationship with your father, it's hard to see him that way, because I couldn't do that. But I didn't want anything to do with fathers. But I also met many other people in my class who came from very different situations than me that still had some of those struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you, you know, God is, because I would always look at him as a teacher, because when I grew up, teachers were, you know, my sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And so as identity, you know, I teach these ladies, and I knew firmly I was a child of God and adopted by birth through him and all these things. And salvation was a free gift, but for some reason in my life, I thought the abundant life was later, because it sure wasn't now. And I thought that the fruit of the Spirit was something I needed to earn. I don't know why, but I felt like I had to earn them. And so I was constantly looking for peace. I never found peace. And there was a verse in Philippians I got hung up on about patience. And I'm like, I'm trying to be patient. Where's my peace? And so to have these things broken down, even at an adult age,
mm-hmm.
is extremely beneficial to us.
Yes.
But to have them broken down for children,
mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine how that will impact these children as they move on in their lives. Yes. So let's talk about the program that you're doing with the children. It's an identity workshop. And nowadays, identity is something these children need to get a firm understanding of from a Christian perspective.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So tell us how they came about.
So, yeah, I was driving down the road after I left in December, and the Lord just, he laid this on my heart, and just reaching kids here at such a foundational time in their lives, and just sharing with them who God is. And we look at, like, who God really is, and we look at same things that we cover in our advanced discipleship training class. Uh-huh. We cover it's a 12-week span.
Right.
We hit on things like lies from the enemy. When we believe the lies, kind of what happens after that. And the Bible calls it flesh, like not our skin flesh, but it's ways we try to get our needs met apart from God. For kiddos, you know, break it down for them. Like that could be like hitting your sibling because...
Well, let's back up and let's just work our way through those 12 weeks because we've got time to do it. All right, so you talk to them first about who God is.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the children's understandings of who God is.
Yep, so we look at who he is, and so sometimes I see things, you know, I have them draw a picture of themselves on their worst day, and I kind of have them close their eyes, and I think about, okay, I want you to think about you on your worst day. You're running late for school, and as you go to get in the car, you step in a mud puddle, so now your shoe's wet. You forgot your lunch in the car. You kind of had an argument with your parents on the way because they're frustrated that you were running behind. Your friend's mad at you. You walk in, there's a pop quiz. Like, I mean, you just feel like nothing is going right that day. And I have them draw themselves on that day. And then I have them close their eyes again, and I said, I want you to think about where is God? Like, what is he doing in that moment? And draw that. And so sometimes you may get answers that they may kind of give you what they think you want to hear. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait, let's get honest with each other. And some of them have, their parents are so grounded in the truth of who God is that they've spent time like really cultivating looking at who God is.
And that's
so
a blessing. Yeah.
It is. It's been so neat just to watch. I get to see the fruit of what their parents are doing, and then just kind of sprinkle in some more seeds and water the ones they've already had planted. And then I have some, you know, I'll start sharing my picture, and they look at my picture and they're like, oh yeah, wait, hold on, no, I kind of can see that. And when I first did this, I drew a picture of me, and I tell them, like, God has given me lots of talents and gifts. Drawing is not mine. So I'm like, it's all stick figures.
Doesn't matter with the kids. Interaction's what matters with the kids. I used to sing with them, and you know I don't sing. However, Lori does sing pretty good.
So I'm like, here's my stick figure drawing of me on my worst day. But I drew a picture of God way above me. So he's somebody who's far off, not accessible to me. So when I pray, my prayers are out there somewhere, you know, and then he was leaning over a cloud with a frowny face, like angry face, because he's angry at me, and he had a lightning bolt in his hand. Now, the first time I drew this, I wasn't really thinking through it. I just started the Lord just had me just start drawing. And I stepped back, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I do. You know, this is how I viewed God. And when I share that with them, I see some kids like nodding their head, like, you know, view God as angry or distant, like ready to strike them down, like waiting for me to mess up.
Oh,
just so he can take care of business. And so we look at that, and we look at how the Bible tells us that if we don't understand him for who he is, then we can't really see ourselves for who we are as his creation. And if we don't understand who we are, our identity in him, then we won't be able to see and love others for who they are.
Right.
And so we just kind of dissect, like, who is God? You know, God is forgiving. He is gracious. And we go through this list. And I always tell them, don't believe anything I say. Like, go and take the Bible verses I'm giving you, and you go seek it out, like, on your own as well, and pray over it. Because it can't just be, well, because Miss Lori said. Because when life gets hard, that's not going to hold up. You know, it's something they've got to have a stake in.
I want to make sure that I pop in there and say that this workshop is geared for elementary age kids, grades 2 through 4, 6.
Yes, so we're looking at 2nd through 6.
Right.
You know, I have had a first grader pop in if they were a strong reader.
Right.
But just because we have such a, we're doing this in a group setting.
Right.
If they kind of all can read, that kind of helps.
Well, and I was bringing that up because of the comprehension, you know, for the younger ones, they would not quite get where you're at on that. And so I wanted to make sure our listeners knew that we're talking about kids in 2nd grade through 6th grade. Mm-hmm. And probably a good portion of adults that we know. All right, so we get the kids get a good understanding of who God is. Where I used to think he was my teacher and I'd take my report card up there and if I didn't get a good grade, I just wouldn't try it harder. And so I have a whole different perspective of that now, folks. I know better than that. All right, so then where do we go with it?
From there we talk about how God meets our needs. And he is the only one who can meet our needs.
Absolutely.
And when we look to other people and things, man, we're gonna live on this constant roller coaster of emotions. Right. But sometimes, you know, when we look to people to tell us like, okay, I'm good enough, and then the next thing happens, and I totally blow it. I blow this test, you know. I tell you, you make an F on this test, and then if you're looking to other people and things to get your worth and value, like, you're going to be in a mess. So we look at how God, he is the only one who can meet our needs because he is the only one who is all present. He's all knowing. Right. He's all powerful.
Right.
And so we kind of dissect what that looks like. And I'm just going to like plug in here that as we're doing this, we make a scrapbook. And so the very first day they get to decorate it to fit their personality. I kind of get a whole wide range of scrapbook stickers. They can decorate it, draw on it, design it to fit their personality and style. And as I'm teaching this, we have a page that goes into the book. So for each concept I'm telling you about, we do that. And then along the way, we use science experiments, we use object lessons, games, you know,
whatever you need to do to be able to reach snack, the children, right?
You know, fun snacks that we designed to prove, you know, just to dissect that down. And so, you know, we've got some fun things that we do to talk about how God's the only one who can meet our needs. And then from there, we look at the enemy. Like, God has an enemy, and that's Satan. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And the Bible says he's the author of lies.
Right.
And so we look at how he feeds lies. That's one of the big ways he attacks us, is in our mind. And
absolutely,
so
that is a huge issue with the women that I'm dealing with mostly. Is the lies that they believe, because first of all, they didn't have a clear understanding that God was the only one that could meet their needs. And so we work through that quite a bit, and it takes a lot when you don't start understanding that early to get to that point. I always point to, there was an old country song, "Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places." We do that. And that's how women end up in, you know, classes I teach about domestic violence, is because we look for love in all the wrong places and all of our needs to get met when God is the only one that can truly do that.
That's right.
And then we get lies from the Satan thrown in. That's where I was that May that I was reaching out. He was throwing those lies in every direction. So let's talk about children. What kind of lies are children starting to believe?
You know, this is the lesson that just, man, Margie, it just grips me.
Yeah.
Because what we do is we talk about how the enemy feeds us lies. And they have an opportunity. I have a sheet where they go through and they pick out just some, we have some examples. And we have where they can write their own in.
Right.
But just to kind of get their mind kind of going, and they pick them out. And as I read them, because I help them cut them out and put in their book, I'm like, oh, my heart just, you know.
I tell you, the sheet they gave us in counseling and in ADT, where you start picking them out, until I saw that, I'm like, I wasn't aware I thought that way. And, and you know, once you start on the healing journey, you stay on that journey. And so it's, I had one from childhood that I really didn't realize that I had until like 3 years ago. And that's after I'd been through all this training and counseling. And it's a big reason why I tried to be an overachiever and a big people pleaser, is because I felt like I was disposable. You know, that was one thing, because of the way I grew up and something that happened with me. I felt disposable, and different things that had happened as an adult made me still continue that lie in my life. And so a couple of years ago, I'm sitting there with my husband. I said, why do people think I'm disposable? And he's, what? And I broke that apart because I've learned how to do that now. Yes. But it's kids get these lies from, you know, parents, from teachers, from bullies, from media, which we have a lot of media at these kids at this point. Mm-hmm. And just in children's ministries, we went to a teen conference a couple of weeks ago. And in just talking to my granddaughter, the lies that these children are getting, you know, this is an identity workshop. They question their identity. Nowadays, kids question their gender, and they question, but they get them, you know, if mom and daddy are too busy to pay attention to them, they think they're not valuable to get the attention. Mm-hmm. So it's very important when we're dealing with our children that we're sending them positive messages, we're sending them the right messages, because these children suffer with these things badly. And I'm poster child, I can give you a list of them that, you know, take, but that's me. Y'all know I came from a very dysfunctional home. I will share that people I was in classes with and that I've talked to since came from good Christian homes, and they still had problems with that.
They do. And yeah, you know, it's sometimes not what people say, it's how the enemy distorts your perception of that. And you know, I told you I'm a mom of three sweet little girls, and you know, just having them, I just remember starting out, I'm going, what, you know, like, what am I want to have, I want to teach them who they are in Christ. And just, you know, as a parent, you're always concerned, like, am I, you know, teaching them something, you know, am I affirming who they are in Christ, or I'm leading them in a different direction? And the Holy Spirit just gave me this just nugget that I hold on to, that, you know, my role is just to continue to speak life and speak truth. Right. I separate, you know, when I am having to discipline, I discipline out of love. You know, if I'm ever frustrated, I need to wait just a minute. And then also distinguish behavior from identity.
Right.
I just, you know, I want to just plug that in there.
Absolutely.
We're distinguishing, you know, your behavior does not equal your identity.
Right.
And so, and I also come to, like, I mean, even if I parented 100% perfect, and I don't, I make mistakes, and my kids will tell you, like, I go to them and ask for forgiveness. But those are great teaching moments.
Right.
You know, that's great moments for me to point them, like, that's why we need Jesus, because mom's going to, I don't want to blow it, but I'm going to sometimes, just as you are. But even if I were to parent 100% perfect, there's still other influences, and also the enemy, he could take something that you meant, you know, as life-giving and distort it in their minds. That's why, you know, it's the complete thing where you're constantly, you're using moments every day to just affirm them and remind them, like, this is who God says you are. And when they do just totally fail, you're just like, you're not a failure. Like, yeah, you made a mistake. We're going to make mistakes, but let's look at who you are and what can we do from here to make it better.
Well, so, you said that, and I kind of laughed when you're talking about when we mean to affirm them and then we make a mistake on how it comes across. The thing that popped in my mind was my grandmother telling me all the way up until my 13th birthday that I didn't need makeup. Only beautiful women wore makeup. And then on my 13th birthday, she took me for a makeover and bought me a bag of makeup. and for a long time, I'm like, wait a minute now. And so I tried to do that because I tried fitting in as a teenager. But if you look at me now, you know, okay, I've got rid of that lie. I'm not worried about it anymore. But she didn't mean harm by that. She just didn't want me wearing makeup until I was 13. And I took that deep at heart for a very long time. So, you know, we can do that. And I've noticed with my own kids, I was so determined my kids were going to grow up differently than me and that things were going to be different. I was very controlling. I mean, extremely controlling. My daughter came out to go to church. If her skirt was too short, her makeup was not just perfect or whatever, she went back in and she got ready and that was it. And it was going to be on time. And now my granddaughter, she's 15. I'm just glad the kid got up and came and went to church with me. I didn't care if she put on her blue jeans and had her hair in a ponytail. I just was glad she came with me and spent time with her that way. So I have since apologized to my daughter. But
yeah, those are, like I said, those are great just moments for us just to, you know, the Lord can use those He redeems. Yeah. So me saying, like, even if I were a parent, it's not to get us off the hook and just be like, well, I can just do whatever. No, but it's a reminder that in those moments where I step back and I'm like, I did not handle that the most life-giving way. You know, that's a moment for me to take a step back and go ask for forgiveness. Kind of like you said you were doing, like, go ask for forgiveness and remind, like, this is why we need Jesus. And that's, I'm so thankful that we have him, and this isn't who I am. And just as that's not who you are, and it's who you are. And so, you know, that's what we're looking at in our identity workshop, is letting them kind of see and just exposing the enemy for just who he is, the liar and the thief that he is. And just, and they have a moment just, and it, just to see their aha moment. And, you know, you're asking what kind of lies, things from like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not loved, or I am dumb. And I'll tell them, like, here's a word we don't use in my house.
Right.
You might not use it at your house either, but this is a lie we can hear. Like, I am, and they're like, on the edge of their seats, like, what is she gonna say? And I'm like, stupid. Like, we don't say that in my house, you know? And I'm like, but you hear that lie, and that's a lie I believed. And so I made straight A's, but that was a lie I believe, which leads me to, as we believe the lies, then we begin to look to, you know, other ways to try to meet our needs. Like, so if I'm feeling stupid, what can I do to try to, in my own way, prove that I'm not stupid?
Right.
I'm gonna become consumed in school and do all that. Now, is there anything wrong with making great grades? Well, no. But when I began to look to that to get my worth and value, and that's what we're looking at, is when we look to those, to other people and other things to get our worth and value, because other people and things they're going to let us down. Like, what happens when I make a bad grade? Then I'm kind of like, you know,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I still don't like to make B's. I want to keep my A's, but I don't beat myself up about it like I used to.
Yes. So they have an opportunity to look at their lies, and then when they believe them, how do they choose to act and respond, whether it's hitting or yelling, or I was a people pleaser. I wanted to try to make everybody happy. And I'm like, that is so not realistic.
Right.
And it's unhealthy. Like, I'm looking to please everyone else. And it's not even Jesus himself, perfect, like, did not please everybody.
You're right.
And so, man, that's exhausting. And so just getting them to look at, what are the ways? Some of them, you know, they are rebellious. We just kind of dissect and try to use some just real life examples from my own story, but just making up stories that may be applicable in their lives, and kind of processing, okay, these are the lives that I may be believing, and this is how I live it out. And then we talk about, what is the answer to this? Like, what is the answer? And it's looking at how we have been crucified with Christ.
Yes.
And that his offer of just salvation. And I'm just really passionate about kids knowing that his salvation, yes, you know, provides that assurance that we will go to heaven one day. But it's not just that. It's not just, like you were saying, abundant life is one day.
No,
like,
it's now.
Yeah. Right? It's right now. And so them understanding that. And so we talk about how when you ask Jesus to live in your heart, he forgives your sin. Like, the old self, the way that you were looking to get your needs met, like, that died on the cross. Mm-hmm. And now you are a new creation. Sometimes we forget that, and we kind of revert back to those old ways, people pleasing or talking back or things like that. But then when we stop, that's the old me. Like, that died on the cross with Jesus. And I've been raised again to be someone, I'm a new creation.
I had that happen not long ago, is with my childhood. Nobody apparently knew what to do with my parents or anything, so they bought me stuff. I mean, I've said it before, I had every Barbie. One of them even bought me a pony and kept it at their house. So aunts and uncles bought me every Barbie, every bicycle, everything. And so therefore, as I got older, when I got stressed, I shopped. And I found myself a couple of months ago, something was going on that was a little stressful, and I went out one day and did some stress shopping, and then I was doing some stress eating, and I'm in the car on the way home, and I'm like, what did I do that for? And I'm like, oh, I'm a little upset about what's about to happen, and I reverted back to those old flesh patterns. And so when you learn that, yes, you will slip, but you can recognize it so yes. that you can improve on it later, because it does improve the more you try and you work on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the more you just, you are spending time with the Lord and yes. you're allowing Him to renew your mind. And I joke, I'm like, the Lord knows I need lots of reminders, and that's why He has me teach these classes. I need yeah. lots of reminders of
that's
all this.
It.
So I'm constantly getting reminded of this. And, you know, yeah, there are moments I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and we're, that's part of the journey. And
well, and that's what we do in the women's group. They'll be sitting there. I mean, this women's program that I go through, I have done counting what I had to do personally and then to get certified and then what I've taught. I've gone through it 7 times. And
wow.
and it's a 15-week program, awesome. And each week's broke down to a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
And these ladies have seen me sit there and like, okay, now this just hit in. I know what mm-hmm. this one means. And you know, God does that. He mm-hmm. keeps putting it in front of you until you actually get the hang of it and you
yes.
realize what it means. Yeah.
Yes, just that constant renewing of your mind. And this is
right.
something that we talk about in our class. And we kind of just break it down. And we're like, okay, so when I believe the lies from the enemy, then this is how I'm going to choose to respond to people.
Right.
I'm going to stuff my feelings. I'm going to act out in anger, people pleasing, things like that. But when I choose to, and it's a moment by moment choice. It's not like you make a choice and you're like, good for the rest of my life. It's like, it's a moment by moment.
Right.
I mean, not even just I wake up in the morning. Like, I wake up in the morning and make, okay, I'm going to, you know, listen to the Holy Spirit. Like, Father, make, you know, I just pray today that you just keep my heart in tune with your voice
right.
and your voice only. But it's like a constant reminders. I'm having thoughts and I'm checking myself like, okay, is this from the Lord, you know, or is this from the enemy? And it's helping them understand. It's a moment by moment. And the
Absolutely.
More you practice it, kind of the more, I always tell them, it's kind of like a red alert coming through my brain. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, the second it's going, woo, woo, like, hello, lie,
right.
lie, you know. And so the more you practice this, the easier it becomes in
right.
recognizing those lies. But it's a moment by moment choice. And as you listen to God's, His voice, you will begin to experience His life in, and it'll come out through you.
Right.
You know, the fruit, as you were saying, the fruit of His Spirit, love, joy, and it'll just, it'll come and out, and you'll be able to just experience it and gift it to others.
Right.
And that's something so beautiful. And we cover forgiveness. What does it mean to surrender? And we look at, we do so many fun activities. From sand art, we did tie-dye in our camp we did this summer, to lots of other fun things.
Well, you have to teach children where it will capture their attention and where
yes.
they are. Yes. You can't just stand up and lecture a group of kids.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be boring. And we, I mean, we had fun. Like,
oh, yeah,
I'm seriously like,
yeah.
we are, I'm having fun with them.
Well, first of all, I've done PBS with you, so I know we have fun when we do kids' camps.
So much
so.
Fun.
Yeah.
I tell people, like, this is not a job. Like, this is just... this is something I'm passionate about, and we have a blast together, and we do so many things to look at. Okay, well, those were the lies, but what does God say about me? I am chosen, I am beautiful, I am called, I am equipped, I am loved, and just kind of, I'm forgiven. Look at what He says about you.
Right.
And then just kind of, I love at the end, kind of how our adult ADT classes, I present them in our workshop, our 12-week workshop. I ask them to share with me at the end something
mm-hmm.
they learned. I tell them they can, if you love to draw me a picture, you know, if you love to write a poem, if you want to dance, like, get up and do a, you know,
I know,
dance.
I showed up with a huge camp, multimedia canvas at the end of mine. So,
are you
yeah.
serious? I would love to see that.
It's hanging in my studio. It was the
oh
first one
goodness.
I did because my son was, Mom, you need to do your healing art because, you know, he's,
I'm
like, I'm not the artist. You're the artist. I'm the mother of the artist who is a crafter. And he's, no, you're an artist. And so
yes.
he had that canvas prepared for me. And we came up to one at the ends of our ADT. And it said to give your aha moment, and it gave different suggestions of how to do it. One was visual. So I showed up with my multimedia canvas that was full of everything. And then I showed up with a purple suitcase for one of them because, you know, I like object lessons.
Yes.
But it's, this workshop is so I'm so enthusiastic about it. If I had kids, they would be there. If I could pass as a second grader, I would do that. Although sometimes I know I can because of my actions. But no. The workshop is at Christian Families Today. Mm-hmm. The website's not on here.
Uh-oh.
But
I'll send you that link.
Yeah, she'll send us a link for the website. But I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 770-502-8050. Mm-hmm. And this is up by Ashley Park. There is a Monday morning workshop from 9:30 to 11:30 that I guess is reaching out to homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then a Monday afternoon workshop from 3:30 to 5:30, which is after school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's opportunity for the kids
to attend that one too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it says discovering who we are in Jesus and how to let him shine through us. This is so important to our kids. This is so important to adults to mm-hmm. learn because mm-hmm. there's many of us that's been in church a long time. And it doesn't matter what background we come from, we still don't understand these things. It has to be broken down to a point where we can. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes have to get broken to the point we allow it to seep in. Yes. And some of us are a little stubborn. But anyway, that's okay, because when we're stubborn at the beginning and then we learn it, then we're stubborn about sticking to it.
There you go. There you go.
It's one thing that you picked up on that I want you to take just the last minute or two about. Is you kept saying life-giving when you're speaking life to them. Tell us what speaking life to someone is.
Yeah, so this is a phrase I use with my own kids. You know,
right.
If they say something unkind to the other sibling, you know, I reference like life-giving. And I had somebody at the park hear that, mm-hmm. and they go, life-giving? What is that? And I'm like, oh, and it's speaking to who they are. Like I said right. earlier, it's separating their behavior from who they are. Just because you made a choice, that doesn't determine who you are. And so it's speaking truth over them and speaking who God says they are in the midst of all that's going on. And it's seeing them for how God sees them.
Right.
And our kids are picking up on it. You know, as we love on them, mm-hmm. that sets the tone for how they view how to speak to each other.
Absolutely.
And to speak to others. Now, of course, they're on their own journey, you know, and they're figuring that out for themselves, just as my kiddos are. And I remind them, like, we speak life.
Oh, I do it to myself because that is something I learned at ADT. Mm-hmm. I mean, it tells you in the Bible that the tongue can build
yes.
or it can destroy, and we're
yes.
supposed to use it for edification. And it is... That was honestly one of the things at ADT that made me uncomfortable because mm-hmm. I wasn't used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wanted you to touch on what is speaking life. Because are we speaking life to people or are we speaking death to people? So we
yes.
need to know the difference and be able to speak life to people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing. I mean, you just go out into the community. And as you, like, I always try it when I'm checking out. Cashier, like I try to find some way just to like start a conversation, you know, unless I can clearly see they just really are not up for that. But I try to start a conversation with them and then leave by speaking something like, you know, they're sharing all that about their kids. I'm like, wow, what a great mom you are to take your kiddos and, you know, taking them to church, you know, mm-hmm. I know that's a sacrifice, but what a great opportunity you have to just, to grow them in the Lord and the seeds you're planting, you know, what an impact. And, I had a kiddo this past, just an example of speaking life. I had a kiddo this past Sunday in one of my small groups at church, and he was just ready to share and answer questions. And he was really, with some were kind of like, I don't know, just kind of wait. Like, he was ready to speak up. And I'm like, insert his name here, you know. So
right.
Say his name is, I don't know, Fred. So, like, Fred, wow, like, you just taking that opportunity to share your heart. Like, what a great leader you are. Because as you begin to share, everyone else felt comfortable. Like, they could be real and share their heart, too.
Right.
And what a leader. And I'm just excited and encouraged that you're going to go into your school year, and you're going to be able to go and shine that out for others so others can see you're a safe place. But you're going to lead others and knowing who Jesus is.
Right.
So it's just speaking that into them.
And that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, it makes a difference to you when you can start speaking that and you see mm-hmm. the change in others. But you say things like that to some people and they're unbelievable that you're doing it because people
just,
don't.
Like, perk up.
We don't, yeah.
It's like,
and it makes a huge difference in the day. So mm-hmm. it is important that we, you know, guard our tongues because there is life and death in our tongues. And we need to watch how we speak to our children and our adults and our spouses. Mine don't always get the best part of me. And I know I haven't put Ricky under the train yet. I told the pastor, one of the pastors at church, I used to get mad at them because they would always throw their wife under the bus when they were up in the stand in the pulpit. And I said, now almost every week on the radio, I throw Ricky under the bus. but he's got enough going on today that him getting thrown under the bus is just dealing with me. So it is. Me and him and two other people were talking yesterday, and we were like, you just didn't know all the joy God was bringing you when he brought you these wives that he brought you. But it was so much fun. But anyway, Lori, I love speaking to you. I just love, you know, we don't get to catch up anywhere near as much, but I love your heart for your children and for other children and for anybody, really, because you're that way with everybody. You're really, what you hear is what you get when you finally meet you. So I appreciate you being that way.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Is there anything you want to tell people about this workshop or how to get in touch with anything before we close?
No, if we'll attach the link that you can check out the ministry and just all the different things from counseling to training to the Living in Jesus manual. I'm sure there's a link on there somewhere about the Spotify podcast.
They have a life workshop coming up in the next couple of weeks. Yeah,
yes.
They have one of the life seminars coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Because I would have volunteered, but Ricky's having surgery that week.
Oh, no.
But the life workshop that they do is for adults, and it's extremely abbreviated of what we've been talking about this mm-hmm. morning. It's more like mm-hmm. an introduction to it, but it even standalone, it gives you a lot to uplift your heart and to think about things. So I recommend highly any adults, and especially if you can do it as a couple, to check into that life workshop that they have coming up.
Yes, it is transformational. And I'm so thankful for CFT and just the impact they've had on my life and in my marriage and how it just dumps into my kids. And so I can't recommend them enough, and I'm so thankful for them and would love for you to check them out. Our counseling is by donation basis, so you're never turned away if you know, finances is an issue. So if you're out there and you're looking for something like that, check us out, and we would just love to be able just to share the hope, the freedom, and healing that we have in Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to be able to love on any of your kiddos. So.
And I say ditto to everything she said, because I think the same way about CFT, but I won't be there loving on your kiddos. We will leave that up to Lori. So I thank you for joining us this week. We've got a lot coming up. I know in the next couple of weeks we've got a terrific local artist who did not believe she was an artist either. And we've got a few more community groups and things coming on in the next few weeks. So we look forward to speaking to you, and have a blessed day.
You have been tuned in to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to resources and one another. Located at 3 Bullsboro Drive here in Noonan. Tune in next week for another episode of Heart Radio with Margie Conway.